This is The Grind, written by Spencer Pritchett, read by Stephen Carling. I'm usually the fucker, not the fuckee. Generally speaking, I set the pace. I determine the strokes of my dick, egged on by your whimpers and moans, emboldened by your body reacting to mine. I like to be in charge. To have a handful of your hair as you swallow the tip of my stiff cock, guiding your rhythm and occasionally holding you in place while I tell you how good a girl you're being. To hold your wrists behind your back, your face buried in the tangled sheets as I slowly push myself past your glistening folds. To wrap the fingers of one hand around your slender neck as I furiously fuck you with the other, splashing us both with your gushing lust as the pressure builds behind your eyes. It's not often that I get to be fucked. The way you suck my dick is unrivaled. The sensation of the tip of your tongue running from the hilt of my cock up the length to its zenith makes me breathless. There are the times you leave me a trembling mess after tightly stroking my spit-covered dick long after I've shot thick ropes of hot spunk into the air and over my hairy torso. As amazing as those moments are, I don't ever feel dominated in them. I could suggest we move position or select a toy to play with to change it up a bit, or just to tell you how much I want to be inside you at that moment, and it would probably happen. There is one act, though, that gives me the submissive edge that I crave. It combines my love of eating your cunt with my need for pleasuring you. Yeah, I said need. I have to give you everything I can. I long to leave you spent and shattered, sweat-soaked and smiling. Some days it's all I can think about. The thought of you pinning my wrists under your knees and slowly lowering your summer-scented snatch onto my outstretched and eager tongue. It's enough for me to lose a day to. The warmth of your throbbing cunt hits me at first. That deep, radiating heat that only seems to come from lips and dicks and heightened clits. I can feel it against my face, like the first break of the spring sun after a long, lonely winter. I bask in its glow, savouring a long drawer of fresh cotton mixed with heady notes of crushed vanilla pods, warmed whiskey and nutmeg. The essence of you intoxicates me, and my chest swells as I breathe you in again. It makes my cock twitch with excitement. The sight of you hovering over me is powerful. You're in control despite being naked and vulnerable. I could move my head an inch or two to one side and tickle you with my beard, or run my tongue flat against your thigh and ruin the moment. I could sink my teeth into your leg and bite at your femoral artery in an animalistic reaction to being pinned in this position. None of that matters, though, not in this moment. Right now, you're the boss, the alpha, the one calling the shots. It's a side of yourself that you don't let out often, no matter how headstrong and confident you come across in everyday life. You like being fucked. You like being taken and held, picked up, thrown down, spanked and slapped and fingered. You crave that mixed mess of mascara, spit and spunk across your face. Most of the time you are the fuckee, the object of desire, whether it's in the bedroom or out in public, where there are always lustful eyes on you. But right now, you decide exactly how much of you I get to look at. Your knowing grin, your heavy, sweat-sheened breasts with their straining nipples, your beautifully soft stomach, the thick patch of curled hair adorning your perfectly plump pussy. And you get to decide how much I'm allowed to taste you. You're aware of how much I love this, and you're going to tease every fuck and beg and dick twitch out of me before you give me your full weight. With a smirk, you bury my nose into your cunt hair and arch your hips so your lips are just touching my mouth. I give gentle kisses as I take deep breath. There's a moisture on my lips that isn't mine. I want to lick it off. I want more of it. I want to plunge my tongue inside of you and feel you pulse against it. Your hips arch forward and you guide my mouth to your hood. I kiss you softly, feeling the stiffness of your clit against my lips. More kisses follow, on and around your labia, increasing in intensity and pressure until I kiss your cunt as I would kiss your mouth. Folds of skin are between my lips and my tongue explores around them, sending warm tingles into your extremities. My face is damp with your excitement. Your scent has changed to a more primal musk. I run my insistent tongue up to your clit and begin to circle it. Slowly, deliberately, I watch you watching me lick you. Your eyes fixated on the undulating flesh pushed around by my mouth. Your mouth is open as you take in the air you need to hold yourself in this position. Your thighs are burning just as hot as your core, and you're desperate to drop down and smother me, but this feels too good. The sparks in your chest only matched in intensity by the butterflies in your abdomen. You give your hips a little wiggle, and the quad burn subsides enough for you to hone in on the sensation of me gently sucking your clit. The soft vacuum teases it further between my lips, giving me more to run my tongue around. Shudders ripple up and across your body. Your stomach flutters. Your cunt clenches, your toes curl as each pressurized lick fires a wave of electricity up your spine. As you realize what's coming, you retake control by dropping your whole self onto my face, engulfing my nose and mouth, breaking the seal I had around your still buzzing clit. You tell me to push my tongue out, and I happily oblige, my face sopping wet with my spit and your quim. Your knees release my wrists as you bring your feet forward and squat, both holes nestled against my face. You rock your hips against me, gently at first, rubbing your soft labia across my mouth and protruding tongue, stopping as I reach your perineum before tilting in the opposite direction. A satisfied gasp falls from your grinning lips as you fall into a sustained rhythm, enjoying the feel of my soft, soaked beard against your outer folds and the shallow but targeted depth my tongue reaches inside of you. You take a second to glance over your shoulder, to see my thick cock in your hand, the tip glistening, jerking up and down with the flow of your hips. Pressure builds in the pit of your stomach and drives you further onto my face, grinding harder, faster and deeper. Your shoulders tense as you drag my tongue across the length and depth of your hungry cunt and your brazen ass. Your brow furrows and your knuckles turn white as every muscle in your body wills you forward, edging you closer to opening up the force that has spread from your core to behind your eyes, making your cheeks numb and your nipples taut. You growl from the throat as an unnamed power explodes inside, then washes over every inch of your skin, causing you to buck and writhe on my face, which only serves another wave of lustful pleasure through you. Your head drops as you come hard and deep, shuddering against the headboard, cunt spasming, clit buzzing, your cunt enveloping me from my nose to my chin. You feel my arms stiffen and you look back to see chains of jizz fly from my furiously wanked dick, the joy of being suffocated by your glorious cunt pushing me over my own edge of no return. Deciding I've been of enough use, you fall backwards onto my spent, cum-drenched torso, and relish in the sound of me replenishing my breath, knowing that from this angle, I still get to gaze upon your magnificence and worship in your beauty. And yet, in the act of giving myself over to be yours to play with, yours to use as you please, your folly to fuck and fight with, I am getting everything I want. If you like this, you can read more of Spencer's amazing work at SpenPErotica on mastodon.social. And more hot stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.